This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Paul Levy, CEO and president of Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center, announced his resignation this morning after 9 years at the hospital. Levy is widely credited with pulling the BI back from the brink of financial disaster and for championing innovation and transparency in the healthcare industry. But his tenure was also marked by controversy. Last May, the hospital board fined him $50,000 for, quote, using poor judgment in hiring a woman who Levy called a, quote, personal friend. In an email to staff this morning, Levy hopes that these errors, quote, do not overshadow the many accomplishments and contributions of our hospital to the community and the healthcare industry, end quote. Paul Levy joins us now in the studio. Hi there, Mr. Levy.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Would also like to throw this open to you, the listeners. If you have questions for Paul Levy, the, I guess, now eventually outgoing CEO of Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center, give us a call at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. We're also on Facebook and Twitter at Radio Boston. So, Paul, let me just put it to you simply. What happened?
Well, the time has come to leave. I've been there 9 years, accomplished what I had hoped to accomplish. You know, I kind of get off on turnaround situations and difficult tasks. And I hate to say it this way, but the hospital is running really, really well right now, and it's not as interesting for me. And also, it's time to find some new challenges.
Well, we'll get to the hospital in just a moment. But, I mean, I remember last year when you spoke with us on Radio Boston, in the middle of that controversy that we mentioned, you said you were not going to resign. So really, what's changed?
Well, several months have gone by, for one thing. That's long past. At the time, the board also was very, very keen on my staying, and I respected their judgment on that. But we just completed a record year in the hospital's history in terms of financial results and patient safety and quality and the like. The place is running really well. We just recruited a new chief of surgery, the seventh chief recruit that I've done during my tenure. And it's a new phase of what hospitals have to be, and I think it's time for somebody new to take over and be the leader.
Okay. So let me ask you about how about the things that you've done to bring the BI to this new phase. I mean, you're widely credited for saving a hospital that was just in financial dire straits.
You know, the funny thing about a turnaround, people always give you credit for a turnaround, but in a way it's kind of easy. You figure out what the other person did and you do the opposite, right?
you make it sound easy for a multi-million dollar institution.
It's a billion and a half.
$1 billion. Yeah. Well, also, I mean, as we mentioned, you've championed transparency, for example.
Well, that's what I feel most proud about, is that I did, but also our clinical leadership. And we've taken the tack that the best way for a hospital to improve, to reduce safety and problems of errors and harm to patients, is to be transparent about clinical outcomes, to admit where you're not doing well, and to focus on it. Only by admitting where you're not doing well can you hold yourself accountable to the standard of care that you believe in.
And you've done that, for example, in publishing infection rates.
The blog that I wrote was really where we first started to do that. I started to post the infection rates and other things, and now we do it on our corporate website. And what I'm really proud about is that hospitals around the country have now followed that lead and are doing the same. You know, the medical profession has been very protective and kind of secretive about clinical outcomes. I think maybe understandably because doctors are fearful of being judged improperly by the public. But I think we have to understand as a management issue, as a way of improving healthcare, which we all want to do, unless you admit your mistakes, you're not going to improve.
Well, also another thing that made news under your tenure at the BI was when instead of firing a number of low-wage employees, you threw open the ideas to the staff at the BI, and they came up with this solution of not having or putting off their pay raises to save jobs.
Yeah, it was an example of crowdsourcing, as we say. It seemed we were at the time facing possible layoffs of 600 people, and nobody wanted to do that. And so I went to the staff, and I said, gee, if you can come up with some ideas to avoid this, especially to protect the lower-wage workers, let's see if we can do it. And I think, I have to say, I think that was one of the finest hours of the hospital and what the staff have done for the hospital.
The reason why I ask you about these things is because, as you said, the medical community can sometimes be recalcitrant and resistant to change, and it's precisely for the reason that you have brought so much change to one institution, to the BI, that folks like Stuart Altman, he's the Brandeis health policy expert, we spoke with him a little earlier today, he says Your departure is a major loss for the Boston healthcare community overall.
Well, Stuart's very kind to say that. I'm not sure it's a big loss. First of all, I may still be involved in healthcare going into the future. But I think it's important to recognize it's been 9 years, which is a long tenure for any hospital CEO. It's very important for nonprofit organizations in particular to have new leadership periodically, because even the best of people get tired, people get used to their approach to things, and every now and then it's got to be shaken up and pushed to new directions. So I just think it's healthier institutionally.
Well, you've said that.
And also, I'm confident that what we've built will persist. I mean, the kinds of things that Stuart cares about, this hospital will always stand for.
Okay, well, let me ask you about that, because you said that the Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center is, you've had your best year and you're kind of in a maintenance mode right now, and that bores you.
You're
a turnaround guy. But on the other hand, the climate that hospitals find themselves in now, for example, just yesterday we heard Governor Deval Patrick say he's really going to push for new ways to pay for health care.
Yeah, well,
it could be considered a time of very tumultuous change.
Well, there will be change for sure. Our doctors, for example, have already signed up for that new way of paying for health care called global payments. I think the next big evolution in health care in Massachusetts will be the creation of what are called accountable care organizations, which will be integrated health care delivery systems, community hospitals, tertiary hospitals, primary care doctors. And the skills and interest required to put together those kinds of multi-institutional organizations are a bit different from what I'm good at. I'm good at running an individual organization. That's what I enjoy doing. I'm not particularly interested in running a system of hospitals and healthcare systems. And I think someone else will be better suited for that.
And yet
it will be a challenge, for sure.
Well, and yet, on the other hand, I understand that you say that the BI will have to reach out and form partnerships, but it still requires someone who has, I would say, the kinds of skills that people have really lauded you for to guide a very huge institution through those changes.
Well, I think,
so why, I mean, really, why step down now?
I think I could do it reasonably well. I think it's a matter of enthusiasm and energy after 9 years. I also think it's very important for nonprofits to have new leadership every decade or so.
Okay. Let's take a quick call here. Seth is calling from Newton. Welcome to Radio Boston, Seth.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I want to acknowledge my connection to Paul Levy first, in the interest of being open. First of all, I graduated from a residency in the Beth Israel area, but I was not a Beth Israel resident while he was in charge. I graduated in 98 from a psychiatry residency affiliated with BI. The reason I'm calling, however, is that Paul has been the coach of my daughter's soccer team. And
that's my real job.
Sure, that's what I consider your most important job, and I'm sure I'm being quite objective about that. I'm very grateful for Paul's work in saving the BI from the brink of bankruptcy, but I want people to understand that this is a person who runs an extremely complex and large organization under shifting circumstances, who has for well over a decade, and I'll let him fill in the exact numbers, devoted about, I would estimate, 8 to 10 hours a week as a volunteer coaching a girls' soccer team for no compensation.
Seth, I'm sorry to interrupt you there, but we've just got a couple more minutes with Mr. Levy. Thank you so much for your call. So obviously there's a great deal of appreciation from a number of people about your community efforts.
I always say if you can coach a girls' soccer team, you can run an academic medical center.
I can't let you go without once again touching on this controversy that kind of marked your last year at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center. I mean, first of all, briefly, do you think that, and I'm willing to possibly even hold up a mirror here, say that do you believe that it was overplayed in the media?
Well, it's not for me to make that judgment. I made an error of judgment, and it was clearly a mistake, and You know, I think when you're in a position like this, those errors do get magnified because of the position you're in. And I think that's just the way things are.
I mean, I ask, for example, because, you know, just today we received a statement from the SEIU, and you've had...
Oh, the self-proclaimed leaders in the healthcare industry.
Well, you've had your troubles with the union
something
there.
Something to say about this.
And they say that, quote, Paul Levy all engage in conduct that deprives workers of their fundamental rights
well,
and
that's
evidence
just wrong.
Disrespect of women.
That's wrong.
And okay, so yeah. According to you, and they have a different take, but I bring it up because
well, they have
there's
an agenda.
A number
they're
of...
They're trying to denigrate the reputation of a hospital so they can try to organize it. That's what their goal is.
Okay, well, my question is slightly different, but yeah. I bring it up because I wonder if the controversies that you've had, and most recently this one with your personal friend, have dogged you to the point where it just made it difficult for you to do your job.
Oh, no, not at all. In fact, the last year since that, we've made new clinical affiliations with Anna Jakes Hospital, Lawrence Memorial Hospital, Commonwealth HEMOC, for example. In addition, we had a record year financially. So it was clearly a personal distraction, and also it was something I'd rather have not gone through, and I know the hospital would rather have not gone through, and the staff. People were disappointed in me, and I accept that. But I don't think it got in the way of our success at all.
Okay. I know you're not going to maybe tell me where you're going next. So in that case, for the incoming head of BI, whoever that might be, what advice would you have for him or her?
I think who's ever coming in, who's chosen by the board, doesn't really need my advice. They will have made their case to the board that they're the right person, and they'll have a vision for the place. I do know that the staff in the hospital remains totally committed to treating patients in the way they would want members of their own family treated. That's the watchword of this hospital.
Healthcare industry is an industry overall that needs fix. It needs turnaround, men and women. Are you going to stay in the industry?
I don't know. It's too soon to tell. I really enjoy it. I'm surrounded by the most well-intentioned people in the world, and I love to spend time with them.
Well, that is Paul Levy, the now outgoing CEO and president of Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
We'll have more reaction from leaders in the healthcare industry later on All Things Considered. Stay with us, because up next, our team of political reporters looks at what's in store for Governor Patrick and other battles brewing on Beacon Hill. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.